Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Muckin' Fun Day. It's the 16th day of May, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation uninterrupted. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. That's uninterrupted unless you'd be a prick. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 57 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 62 degrees for the climate basin today, and it is warming up. I don't know if it's good or not. We've got a little bit more water, but I don't think it's enough to matter. Anyhow, what do we look at? What we're going to talk about. Rebecca from Kansas is, we're going to talk about her conversation on the radio with some faggot fucking shill, and we'll do that as soon as we fucking return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, there was a comment there. It said, listen to this program at this time, between this time. And Misty was on it. And, I listened to it, and, I'll tell you guys something. You know, when somebody fucking, doesn't have the answer to your question, what do? They talk over you. You're not gonna get that. I can't answer that question. I do not have the answer. I know I'm wrong. Fuck you. You shill piece of shit. I'll drag you into fucking common law court, and you'll go out the goddamn door and straight to the fucking light pole, punk. This son of a bitch is out of fucking Hollywood. He fucking, you know, I was a DJ. He had his fucking show, you know, fucking, he's one of the boys. See, this is what they want. These are the pricks that can't stand the fucking trenches. They can't stand the fucking trenches because it's a behemoth standing in their phony fucking way. You know, I'm listening to the conversation, you know, Misty's nailing it. This fucker will not answer. Jurisprudence. I love that word because they always think that fucking, oh, that incredible. He knows jurisprudence. You know what jurisprudence is, people? It's the theory or philosophy of law. And what we're talking about here is no goddamn philosophy, and it's no fucking theory. It's written in fucking fact. It was ratified December 15, 1791 by the fucking people with the jurisdictional authority to do it. And it is, and that is administrative admiralty law. When you go to look at it, you look at their fucking law. Where does the authority for it come from? Always ask, where's the authority come from? Where do you get the authority for your, it's just administrative law. Is it really? Then what's your authority for your administrative law? The administration? Well, administration changes every 4 years. I guess their law kind of does too, just like with their phony ass fucking Supreme Court. I got it from the administration. Where'd the administration get authority from? Theoretically, because we know it's bullshit because the people never ratified their phony fucking constitution that never was. But theoretically, my friend, where does the administration get their authority to fucking grant you the authority for a contract? Because a contract has to have authority. How do you litigate it? If you're in the fucking common law as an individual, in your individual capacity with another person, you write out a contract, both of you fucking sign it. There's a problem. You go to fucking, you send a letter of demand, you're out of, in breach of the contract and you go to court and you fucking go and the jury fucking decides who's right and who's fucking wrong. It's real fucking simple. I can tell you exactly where the authority for that fucking goddamn contract is. It's in the goddamn Bill of Rights, but the 9th and 10th article still stand. The enumeration, the administration, I'll tell you where they get their authority. From the Constitution. That's what they told us back there in 1789. It's from the Constitution. It can never hurt you. It's from the Constitution. Well, I know what Misty was trying to do. If it comes from the Constitution, but the 9th article says the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed as to deny or disparage others retained by the people. Others. And that includes the one they try to tell you, that's why we were worried. They didn't want to put it there because they were worried about the ones that weren't written down. Well, what they did is they wrote a system of fucking law to come to the goddamn, to the right. To come and decide the fucking right by a fucking jury of your fucking peers. That's people like you. That's nobody fucking elected, selected, or no other than by the sheriff from the fucking street. And a judge that sits Neil in a court that sits fucking Neil. The court can't move. You have to move it. It has to be your jurisdictional authority that moves that fucking court. That judge can't open his mouth. He has zero fucking authority until you move that court, and then you're in control of that fucking court, and he's there for one fucking purpose only, and that is to guard the rights of the fucking litigants against things like, well, we don't want to let that into court. Well, he had a piece of evidence, that he didn't turn over. Oh, really? Well, this case is over. Case dismissed. But he's elected by the people. He's answerable to the people. In the administrative admiralty, and yes, wait, goddamn, we just lost our fucking broadcast. Hang on. Everybody just stay right where you're at. We'll get her right back up again.
Henry.
Yes, sir.
For a week now, still trying to think of the word you use whenever something in court, it's subject matter, something.
The way it's being
Bible is some sort of
construed.
What is the word?
Construed.
Subject matter.
Oh, it's subject matter.
Admissible in court. Some type of subject matter that's
open. It opens. It's called open subject matter. It's open to interpretation. Open. See, okay. A fact is not open to interpretation. Yeah. It reads the same way frontwards and backwards, and it can only be interpreted one way. It's like the.
Okay, that's the word. Yeah, that's the, okay. Also, okay, you said elected by the people, but it needs to be a common law election. It can't be.
Right. Oh, yes.
Republican.
No. An occupation for any way the election they're holding is fucking a corporate election. It's not a fucking. It's not a an election. There is no. There was never no republic. Because there was never a constitution. They say they have to rule by consent. The people did not consent.
I made that up. I made that up saying a common law election. Is that what?
Yeah.
Is that good words? I mean.
Yeah, a common law election. A common law election would be set up by the people. And
like I'm getting ready to go unregistered. And so I wanted my, I'm going to say, look, this is not a common law election, and you can't have collectives.
You can't have appointed goddamn. You can't have non-governmental agencies, which are corporations, and judges appointed by those corporations, and call that the law because it violates the law. It violates the 9th article. It violates the 10th article. And when it does, it violates the whole fucking goddamn document. It violates the whole law of this land. And he tried to say, oh, that's merchant's law. And then Misty said, well, that's the law of the sea. And it is the fucking law of the sea. It's the law of the gavel. It's the law of the fucking captain. When that son of a bitch is sitting up there on that goddamn stand, if he's fucking shitting all over your fucking rights and you call him on it, he can have you jailed for fucking calling him on the law. He is not, he is appointed. Yeah, go ahead. Hi, Misty. I mean, Rebecca, or whoever you are.
I know that. yeah, he's a condescending little prick. I don't know because Mary and I were discussing it, so I didn't necessarily know how to do it. So she was kind of helping with the time frame, and I think she finished listening. I don't know if you listened past that point. He makes a statement that he's a lawyer.
Well, that would make him one of the queens.
I know.
He had to stop you, Misty.
I've been in this business for so long. You probably know a lot of these shills. Yeah.
Yep.
You know, I mean, he was on RBN. I just don't watch TV, so I just like to listen, you know, hear people's opinions, whatever it may be. But, yeah, he does say he was a lawyer after he basically hung up on me.
Yep.
You know, and was talking over me, and then he jumped to Ecuador or some kind of shit.
Yeah, no, he didn't have an answer for your question. He knew what you're going to ask. He knows what he's doing. Like I've told you guys before, this is what they want. They want CNN, they want MSNBC, Fox, and these motherfuckers like this phony, fraudulent, stupid little prick are supposed to be your alternative news. But this whole fight's coming down to the Bill of Rights. It ain't 90 fucking pages of his theory on law. This fucking ex goddamn disc jockey. I mean, it's jurisprudence. He thinks that word is going to fucking snap. And he told you, you know, there was never no contracts in this country until 1930. There was no corporations and shit. I didn't have time before I come up here. I just looked up the first one I thought of, which was Massachusetts. And it was the Massachusetts Bay Colony Corporation. The Massachusetts Bay Colony was founded in the by the owners of the Massachusetts Bay Company, including investors in the failed Dorchester Company, which had established a short-lived settlement on Cape Ann in 1623. And you can always go back to goddamn Hudson Bay Company. The trapping, everything that was done here was corporate. Through the fucking Queen's fucking goddamn Star Chamber. That's why the dreaded admiralty was run out of this country. And he's talking pure admiralty. Because see, his goddamn, his administrative, he said, oh, it has nothing to do with admiralty. Horse shit. Where does the goddamn authority come from for you to take the Uniform Commercial Code that is in violation of the 9th article and say, you can't contract me out of my, you told him, yeah, I might have signed contracts. You, I just said, you can't contract me out of my goddamn rights. Look up the word unalienable, genius. Unalienable means I can't give them away to you. If I signed a contract giving them away, I didn't give you shit. There is no authority for that fucking contract. In fact, it's forbidden by the 9th article, which is the fucking highest law of this motherfucking land. And that admiralty, for his administrative fucking contracts, the authority has to be the administration. And what's the administration's authority? It's supposed to be the Constitution under the contract clause. But then again, the 9th article says no. The enumeration, that is the writing down of any right in the Constitution, cannot. And cannot's a pretty clear fucking, that ain't jurisprudence, that ain't no fucking theory. Cannot be construed, that is interpreted as to deny or disparage others retained by the people. That's bam. Just like the second article, a well-regulated militia being necessary to a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed upon, period. This guy right here, he's a shill. That's why he's making big bucks, you see. We're sitting here.
Mary and I were talking about that last night, and She said, "Oh my gosh, I would love for Henry to have ripped him a new asshole."
All he would do,
Henry, people like that, when I have a hard time tolerating them. They jump so fast, and you know, and they don't let you speak
because they can't answer your question. They already know what your question is. They already know where you're going.
And yeah, I figured that.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is that Mary?
Yeah. You know, I had to call in because you're off air now.
Again? Okay.
You started talking about this. Yeah, I just went back and I said,
they're not gonna, they don't like this shit. Come on.
But anyway, when he said, he said to Misty, you can't, the Bill of Rights is the supreme law. He agreed to that.
Uh-huh.
But wouldn't you like to be able to access them? So he's pushing for people to fill out an affidavit and send it
renounce
to the
your citizenship
United States
and then yep.
Secretary of State
mm-hmm.
to reclassify yourself, you know, like you're not a citizen and blah blah blah. You know,
that's like a.
And I'm still stuck. He still hasn't explained, because I thought Misty did a damn fine job.
She did,
and he cannot explain away that ninth article. He can't. He couldn't do it.
No, couldn't explain what? I'm sorry.
The ninth article, because she
pressed
it on it.
They're not going to. Oh God, they don't want to talk about that Bill of Rights to begin with. But the ninth and tenth article sealed the deal, and this little son of a bitch knows it. And well,
we
I mean, just to tell you, we're not going to talk
we
about
fill
that.
Fill out an affidavit.
Oh yeah. Well, you think I haven't heard about this 20 fucking years ago? I'm not gonna expatriate, because I'm not an expatriate. I'm not a citizen that needs to be expatriated. I'm an individual, free, sovereign, national, and all I have to do is know who I am, and mm-hmm. All I have to do is tell you, and then the burden of proof automatically falls upon you to prove I fucking ain't. Not to mention, I carry those papers from the mandamus. I have a fucking goddamn with Notary Public and God. Witnesses that I am an individual, free, sovereign, national. I'm telling you, I tell them, shove it up your fucking ass. You have no jurisdictional authority over me, and you can get none.
That's what I was telling him.
Yep.
Well, I was trying to explain it. I don't know if it went over his head or what, or he just didn't want to listen, but when he kept bringing up the 14th Amendment,
uh-huh.
And I said, that's an amendment. You know, I said it violates the 9th and the 10th article. Go back and read it, dude.
Yep.
You know.
Well, yep.
And he doesn't understand.
Oh,
he
yes, he
understand
does.
He doesn't understand that the Bill of Rights is separate. He said the Bill of Rights was added on.
No, the Bill of Rights was law
correct.
Before it was ever added
exactly.
on.
Exactly. But he was saying the Bill of Rights was added on, and that's wrong.
Well, of course it's wrong. That's why he has a big fancy station. He has a fucking staff. You know, they got people that put the fucking broadcast together, and he has somebody.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sitting here running the board. I'm doing the work of about three or four fucking people, just running the broadcast by myself and with Laura's help downstairs with another computer. But, he's the fucking phony son of a bitch. I've never interrupted anybody. You ask any goddamn question you want. And I'll let you speak until you're done speaking. You done? And then I'll give you the fucking answer. And I mean, when you're afraid, when you do something like he did, he knew what the answer was, and he didn't want that on that. He didn't want to lose his goddamn fucking platform to operate on, because he allowed that shit on his goddamn broadcast, because it's the fucking truth. And he knows it's the truth. There's nothing higher than that goddamn Bill of Rights. And that ninth article makes it clear you can't deny one goddamn right. None. I don't. You can't take my goddamn rights away from me through a contract. If I sign, I'll sign my name 50 times on it. It's worthless because it has no jurisdictional backing. The jurisdictional backing is the administration. What does the administration do? Oh, that's right. They enforce the fucking law. That's the executive branch of the fucking government. That's the fucking military. So that makes it admiralty by fucking goddamn fact. You can't argue. And it is administrative admiralty, and yes, it is merchant law. It's the law of the sea, and it ain't. Don't tell me you can bring that law on the land, because you're a lying son. I hang that son of a bitch in a half a fucking hour, easy beans. But don't tell me that's the law. You can bring that law onto land, because you can't. That's the law of the gavel. That's why that son of a bitch that's sitting up there that they appointed is sitting up there like the captain of a ship. And then he'll make a fucking, he's making rulings. The goddamn judge don't have no goddamn authority to tell the fucking jury what to think. The jury will decide if that is a fucking leading question. The jury will decide if it is circumstantial evidence. The jury decide. That judge ain't got no fucking power except to protect the fucking rights of the fucking litigants. And that court cannot do one goddamn thing. When that court operates, when it sits there by itself, it's powerless. Absolutely 110% powerless. How does it become empowered? When you assert your individual jurisdiction as an American national. When you assert your jurisdiction and you move the court with a complaint or a fucking civil filing, then you're the one that, it's your power that's going through that court. That court don't have no power by itself. That's an elected fucking official. And they're supposed to be the sheriff, the goddamn coroner, and the judge that are elected, and they swear each other into the common law. Now, guy in here, they'll tell you, well, the sheriff's elected. Well, sure he is. But what's his oath say? I will faithfully discharge the laws of the state of Oregon and of the United States, big U, United States government. He's not swearing to the people that elected him to fucking uphold their law. He's talking about upholding the administrative admiralty. That's why the sheriffs. And well, we got a constitutional sheriff. No, you fucking don't. Let me see his goddamn oath to the goddamn, so you're taking an oath to a jurisdiction. That's what you're operating under is jurisdiction, jurisdiction, jurisdiction. That's the authority to fucking act. And you can't, you take your goddamn, oath to the 14th Amendment that you're going to enforce the privileges and immunities, then you've named me. I'm already a fucking subject. That's why these what they are is union motherfuckers. It's Blackwater USA, but that badge they wear, that ain't no fucking cop badge. That's a union fucking badge. Easily proven. Everything I'm fucking telling you is easily. You don't got to read a 90-page thing of bullshit that you're not going to understand half because he's going to use jurisprudence, but he's not going to define anything for you. Just like when I heard him say jurisprudence, I laughed. That's one of the first ones they jump to. Just jurisprudence. Oh, man, he must know some kind of jurisprudence. Your theory, you mean? I'll tell you about a theory, buddy. I'll show you fucking fact that tears your theory down to the fucking ground, stomps it into the fucking ground, puts a rope around your fucking neck and stretches it, pal. I ain't talking theory. I'm talking fucking fact ratified by the people through their elected representatives. When you could still elect the representatives because you still had the apparatus in place, it's the law. There is no higher law. Shove your theory up your fucking ass, you phony son of a bitch. I'll tell it right. Just went down again. Hang on. We'll put it up again. We're not going to stop. Get the goddamn thing up. I don't care. They don't want it fucking broadcast. I want it broadcast. We'll get this in just a second, guys. We'll get back to some jurisprudence. That is the most phony fucking word in the whole goddamn language. And we're back up. That's it. At any rate, you know, they'll fucking go and they'll leave it. They'll leave words in there like jurisprudence. And people, if they do go to look them up, they go to a fucking Black's Law Dictionary. That's not common fucking law. That's why when you look at the mandamus, that all come out of a common man's fucking dictionary. And I guarantee those fucking definitions cannot be changed. Once they are fucking filed in, once they stamp that son of a bitch, every fucking word in there that's defined, that's what that fucking word means in law. And they know this shit. This guy knows this shit. This guy has been hired as a fucking, to try and sell, you know, to get people off the fucking scent. Because the people are coming and going, hey, what about, you know, our Bill of Rights? Well, no, jurisprudence, you see. There's just like, I got the, not, you can read 90 pages, can't you? And so, and show you how we can fuck you lawfully. We can take your fucking home like the lady with the goddamn, the blind lady and the shit. We can take anything you got. We own you. And yeah, we know about the straw man corporation and we refuse it. I'm an individual free sovereign. Your fucking act against that citizen, that fucking dead corporation doesn't affect me. I'll answer it. But I'll answer it as me. And I will be fucking, I will be, when, if you look at the end of that fucking mandamus, they're addressing me as an individual free sovereign because they're writing my name in upper and lower curse. I mean, I would say, go over there to that goddamn mandamus and explain it then, son of a bitch. Did they?
Henry, I really tried.
I know you did.
Yeah, I mean, I really tried.
He shouted
you out. I realized, you know, he was just, God dang, he was an asshole. But, and I tried to get at him really, really quick because I could tell his blood pressure was going sky high.
Oh, yeah.
And I was trying to just be calm and cool. And I tried to get in. Well, okay, you can go to From the Trenches World Report. They cut me off.
Oh, I guarantee you.
Now, I don't even know. I'm Mary's listened to it. Well, both of us have listened to it now twice. And I know that's not in there. So they cut me off right before I said that. And then I called back because at the end or whatever was left, he kept being so condescending and bringing my name. And the only reason why I used my birth name. I have went by Misty for 35 years. It's been a nickname. People don't know me by my real name. Even closest friends don't usually know that. Anyway, so that's why I said Rebecca, because I got to thinking, okay, now, if they know anything about the trenches, and I know these people listen in, then they would know automatically who I was. You see what I'm saying? So I figured, let's just, because, you know, that's when I first started with you. I'm Misty from Kansas, you know.
Yep.
But I did end up calling back, and whoever answers their little phones, he was going to try to shut me down and talk over me. And I just told him, I said, oh, okay, now I get it. This dude's a lawyer. I said, oh, this makes, and he was trying to talk. I couldn't hear because I was talking over him at this point. Just to make it quite clear, I knew this dude was a damn lawyer.
Well, being an Esquire alone puts a rope around his neck. They know this. They know all this shit's true. And just like I keep saying, just like we said, this could never happen, and it happened to us, it's going to happen to them the same fucking way. I'll bring your lawyer ass in here. Bring your 90 pages of jurisprudence and watch me rip you down to the fucking ground and put a rope around your neck and have the jury themselves winch your ass up on that fucking light pole out in front of the courthouse. Because that's what would happen. No fucking doubt. I don't have no doubt in my fucking mind. I'd toast him in about 30. He couldn't even bring up his jurisprudence. It wouldn't be allowed. The judge couldn't allow it because it isn't a part of the goddamn common law process. He actually couldn't even go. I'd have to take him into court as an individual, and he'd have to drop that fucking Esquire, and I'd get him hung just for that, for fucking being in this country as an unregistered fucking agent of the Queen. Because that's what these son of a bitches are. And see, they're getting desperate now. Because that Bill of Rights will not stop pushing through. Will not the truth. You can't stop the goddamn truth. You can talk over it like this. We're not going to have that on this program. Just shut her off. But it didn't change a fucking thing. Everybody's going, what the hell was she going to say that son of a bitch really did not want her to fucking say? It was good. I liked it. I mean, fucking you did the best you could. You know, like you said, I'd love to fucking take that fucker on, right? Straight head on. But fuck, he'd hang up the phone. First place, Henry Shively would never get through. But they fucking would, as soon as I started talking, I mean, I just started off with reciting the ninth article. And I would ask him, where do you get the authority for your fucking, to operate under the fucking Uniform Commercial Code? because the ninth article forbids any kind of any authority that fucking can allow someone to violate someone's rights. And you're telling me my rights can be violated because I can be contracted out of them. Well, I'm sorry, buddy, but this supreme law of this land is unalienable. I couldn't contract it to you. I can't do it. It's an impossibility. That's why it was written that way. Because cocksuckers like you, the people who wrote it, knew what you were going to do in the future, and you've done every goddamn thing in the goddamn anti-federalist papers by the book. Exactly what they said you would do. But you are checkmated and you fucking know it, and you can't even discuss it. What? Tell me this, what harm would it have done to discuss it with you, Misty? No harm at all, would it? Are you going to come on here and lay some jurisprudence on me? I'll explain it to you why it's wrong, and I'll let you talk until you're done. If you're clear blue in the face, I'll go an extra hour. Just keep talking when you get done. I'll rip your ass apart in about fucking 3 minutes. Because that I don't care what's on your 90 pages of jurisprudence. Theory or philosophy of law. Law is not a theory, and law is not a philosophy. Law is fact, or it ain't fucking law. It's fucking arbitrary and capricious, and the goddamn fucking, you being a goddamn, you're an incorporated son of a bitch if you're a lawyer, and you're an Esquire, which makes you an unregistered agent of the fucking queen in this country. Your jurisprudence to get your fucking ass hung, buddy. Because you going up against the law. And if I fucking insist that you fucking go into, if you come into the goddamn court of, if they'd let you, they might just, I mean, if the law was working right, you'd already be hung. But you'd have to come in as not as Esquire, lawyer, whatever your fuck your name is. You'd have to come in as yourself. Just you and me, buddy. You and me, and we'll talk some fucking law. You take your 90 pages, I'll take my one fucking page, and we'll see who's hanging out in front of the courthouse in about a half hour. Anyway, good job, Missy. You did the best you could, and the fucker talked. And when somebody talks over you like that, I mean, and there was no reason for it, because you were asking, you were calm, you were just asking a question. And when somebody talks over you like that, it's because they know what the question is, and they know they don't have the answer. They know what they fucking are. That's why I say these son of a bitches have known what they're doing all along. This son of a bitch knows what he's doing right now. He's making big fucking money, fucking lying to people, committing fucking fraud, blatantly. And he knows he's committing fraud if he's a goddamn lawyer. He knows he's a piece of fucking dog shit. I'll tell you what, son of a bitch, I accuse you of goddamn high treason and fucking sedition against me, Henry Shively. I'll take you, we get our common law courts back, I'll take you into a fucking courtroom and I'll show you what the fucking law is. I know everything you know about the law, and I know the law.
Henry, he was pushing that, what Mary was discussing, he was pushing that, and then at the very at the end of the broadcast, right about the end of it, he was going, yeah, you know, you can go to this website, and you can get all the information you need, and if you're still confused about it, I'll try to answer as many questions as I can, but if you really need help, I'm going to have to charge you.
I'll tell you, yeah, then he's a lawyer. The bottom line is I'll answer any question you want, and I'll do it for free, and I'll tell you the goddamn truth. And I know what he's talking about, emancipation. What you're doing is you're denouncing your citizenship. But if you don't know, when you denounce your shit, your average person that would go to this dickhead, all right, I just denounced my citizenship, now what? Well, now they can deport you. Well, they can't deport me. Why can't they deport me, Misty?
Well, because you're a sovereign national.
There you fucking go.
And they don't have, the 14th Amendment does not have the authority.
Exactly.
The ninth article says it doesn't.
And I don't have to fill, right. They want you to put an ad in the paper and do all this goofy shit. I don't have to. I can tell you right to your fucking face when you confront me. I can tell you who I am, what my authority is, what rights of mine you're trying to violate. And if you fucking continue forward, I can pull out that goddamn pistol and blow your fucking head off lawfully. That's what they're so fucking scared of. It's like, well, anyway, we're going to take a break, and We'll talk about what we got here. Buffalo shooting. That was that's a false flag. I'm not even going to go into it. No fucking blood. And I've seen, you know, like when he shoots the guy with the AR-15 and a 223 to the top of the head like that. If it missed his fucking, it didn't go all the way through, which would have made a spray of blood out the other side. If it did not go all the way through, there would have been blood coming out that hole shooting about fucking around as my middle finger, and it'd be shooting about 5 feet going pump, pump. That was the phoniest fucking thing. They're using that Grand Theft Auto. See, you don't know how far they've advanced this technology for their own propaganda purposes. But that's what that was. And you notice that you can always see the fucking gun. You can always see the gun. So he's got the gun down here, and he's just dropping. Oh, man, I want to see you do that in real life, motherfucker. I want to see you hit a guy a size of a top of a guy's head at about fucking even 20 feet, just holding the rifle just like that, not aiming it. Just shooting and hit him right in the top of the fucking head. Oh, yeah. I believe you. That was the phoniest shit I ever saw. You know how much fucking blood there would be? And they had a few actors there with blood. I saw one lady, I think she fell before the gun went off. Anyway, we'll be right back. Maybe here.
Nurses all got around. They gazed in a white wonder at the joy they had found. Head nurse spoke up to leave this one alone. She could tell right away that was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
tool that keeps all men free.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I am your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:46 Pacific time, and I got no book to sell you. I'm giving you your goddamn, I'm handing you fucking your Bill of Rights. A simple fucking page. It can be read by a third grader. Evidently, this guy doesn't have the education of a third grader. I mean, he was sure as hell afraid of it. You could tell it, man. That was, You'll get yours, you son of a bitch. Government steals paraplegic blind woman's home, leaves her homeless for taxes she already paid. And this happens every fucking day. I don't know why this one happened to make it to the goddamn. Maybe because she was just almost dead when they stole their fucking house. But this is some more of your jurisprudence, your theory that fucking violates the fucking absolute law of this land. That theory will get a rope put around your fucking neck, you goddamn Esquire son of a bitch and servant of the queen. You get your fat ass out of my country, queen. Your fucking monarchy's going down, you bitch. This is from Free Thought Project. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. In the land of the free, even if you fully pay off your home loan to the bank, your property is never truly yours. No! I refuse to believe that. Yeah, your fucking clothes ain't yours. Your fucking, you ain't yours unless you know who you are and how to assert it. Through property tax, states from coast to coast continue to charge you for land you that you own. No, you don't fucking own it. It's countries running in red ink. As long as there's red fucking ink, you own nothing. You can't. You can't. You can. Somebody can say, "I'll sell you this fucking house for $300,000," and you can hand them $300,000 at red ink. But you cannot discharge that $300 debt because it takes positive fucking money to discharge a debt. So nobody owns nothing. Just get that through your fucking head. Unless you're one of the filthy fucking rich, the 1% down to about the 15%, they're still getting, you know, they can probably still get a low deal title through the fucking Masonic Lodge or the Masonic Dirty Church fucking cabal. I'm sure of it. To think you own anything until you fucking, and the thing is, we're not looking to goddamn put a theory out there, and all I gotta do is enforce the goddamn law, and you'll see how fucking real it is, you son of a bitch. By rights, I can come and fucking arrest your fucking ass, and, well, actually, I can come to war against you because you've removed my fucking common law courts, my right to redress. The next redress is that second fucking article, prick. And it goes boom, and you disappear along with your fucking jurisprudence. This poor lady, through property taxes, coast to coast, continue to charge you for your land you own. Yeah, then I guess you don't own it! As the following case illustrates, Even if you pay these taxes to the state, but they lose track of the payment, they lose track. And you have your copies. You have your receipts, right? Yeah, that won't matter. They'll tear those up and throw them in the fucking garbage because they don't mean shit because under that 14th Amendment fucking theory, that goddamn jurisprudence theory, you're a fucking goddamn piece of property. You're a subject. You don't own nothing. You don't have nothing. You're owned. Your will is not your own. But under that fucking Bill of Rights, man, you, every one of us is a king and a queen in this goddamn country. We are the individual free sovereign nationals of this country. And these son of a bitches are fucking in violation of our fucking law. Fuck your Jews, your theory about how you can fucking steal. You go into a court with fucking two fucking lawyers and a goddamn judge. All three of them are fucking goddamn members of the same fucking club, aren't they? The private fucking law of the Queen of England, the Esquires, and then the judges appointed by, well, you're going up against corporations. Every one of them is a corporation. And who's the judge? Well, he was appointed by what? By the corporation. So that they could use the entire fucking power of the state or the fucking federal, corporation falsely in, with, under fraud. Blatant ass fraud, easily proven. That's how easily proven it is, actually. Is that why that guy would not let Misty get two fucking words out? Because they don't take much. It's all right there. It's not 90 fucking pages. Fuck, I wipe my ass on all 90 of your pages, punk bitch motherfucker. And you better pray that I don't get through this. Because you're one fellow that I would just love to take into a common law fucking court. I would set a fucking stopwatch from the time the proceeding started and see how long it took me to have you hanging on that goddamn lamppost out in front of the courthouse. It'd be quick. But it ain't going to be no drop and bust your neck. It's going to be winching your fucking ass up and you strangling to death and you pissing shit all over your phony fucking shill self, motherfucker. Barbara Ryan, 57, did everything she was supposed to do. She paid off her $650,000 home in a Clos de Sac. I don't even know what that, I'll have to look that up. It's probably something like Jewish prudence. It probably means fuck you in your ass, in South Carolina, Charlotte, and paid, the state their share so they wouldn't steal her home. But thanks to an error. You got your receipts and you can show them. You signed this fucking receipt. I have filed into the ninth fucking circuit court of appeals back when I first started doing this, about in the middle of it, when I was doing the paper. And I have the green card. That's lawful service. If you have a return fucking green card, stamped by the fucking clerk of the ninth circuit court. And then I'm waiting, man, because I hit him, I nailed him. And I'm waiting, and they have a dismissal for failure to prosecute within 120 days. So I call up the clerk, and I said, what the hell do you mean I didn't prosecute within 120 days? You have my brief. Oh, we never received any brief from you. So I faxed her a copy of the green card with her fucking name on it and the stamp of the fucking court, and they refused to take my fucking calls. They just nope, because I had them. They know when you fucking got, just like now, they know we got them. We got them by the fucking short hairs. If people just fucking, that one fucking page is written at a third grade level, you don't gotta be no lawyer or have your own jurisprudence in 90 pages. My theory of the fucking, what the law is, you don't even have a fucking clue. I forgot more about the God, even the fucking law that you think you're preaching, I forgot more about it than you fucking know. I learned it all. I learned your administrative admiralty, and it is administrative admiralty because it is backed by the fucking military. The head of the fucking administration is the president. He's not. The head of the corporation. Well, it is and it ain't. It's kind of hard to talk about. But if theoretically, the head of the fucking corporation, the president, he's the chief law enforcement, and he's also what? What is that? That's right. Commander-in-chief of the fucking armed forces that can't exist, that are actually fucking goddamn Blackwater fucking private agents for the fucking corporations, along with their appointed by the corporation fucking judges. It's bullshit. And the only way this bullshit stops is to fucking shoot these cocksuckers out of this country. Just like that prick right there. He wouldn't have a program like that. that people like might go to, unless he had that shut off button so he could shut you off, like he shut Misty off. He talked over her. I mean, why? She was asking a question. You didn't even hear the question, but you knew exactly where she was headed. You knew she knew what she was talking about. And you couldn't, that was a question you couldn't answer, wasn't it, you son of a bitch? Anyway, this poor lady here, $650,000 she paid, and the bank, thanks to a bank, no, not thanks to a bank error. Thanks to a blatant fucking act of fraud in the Mellenberg County accounting system. Armed agents of the state showed up to her home on February 4, 2019 and threw this paraplegic, legally blind woman out on the street. Does that sound like, maybe that's some kind of somebody's jurisprudence, somebody's theory that they can do that? No, they can't. If you'd been somebody, people there to defend that house, they could have shot every one of those son of a bitches and the law would have been behind you. You don't apply for your rights, people. Like this cocksucker saying, well, you gotta get, it's like that. You know, my kids were small and I was small. You had to have a permission slip to go on a fucking, you know, one of their little school adventures. And now they're fucking, castrating little boys and fucking sewing the dicks on little girls. You have to opt out. No, I don't have to opt out. I assert my fucking rights. You better grasp onto them right then and there, and you better come to heel. Right then and there, or I got the right to shoot your fucking ass down like the dirty fucking slimy dog you are. And then I go to the jury. Why'd you shoot him? Well, he did this, and here's the law. He was breaking the law. I told him, I cited the law to him. He continued that he was going to fucking, break that law, and he didn't give a shit about the fucking Bill of Rights of this country. The supreme, superior, absolute law show me that it ain't. See, they can't, they would, why don't know anybody come on this fucking program and argue it? Because it's already been fucking argued, and I won. We won. The people won. We won way back in fucking, I think it was 1870 summer or something like that when that was first introduced for the ratification. But once it was ratified, see, that's what a lot of people don't understand. It was fucking law when it went through every state, because they had to send it to each state. And then the state legislatures who were elected by the people then, appointed by the corporation, because they hadn't changed, the Constitution was no fucking good either, because it was fucking already breached right out the fucking gate. And they had no authority to write that son of a bitch either. Where are the people that, I mean, who voted for George Washington and who ran against him? Do you see what I'm talking about? In fact, John Adams said we should appoint a king. I mean, it's this little handful of fucking goddamn filthy rich motherfuckers, these aristocrats who fucking made money off of both sides because they sold to the British. And when the British were in town, they entertained. Oh, God, they loved the British. They loved them. And when they had, you know, you had the gold to go and fucking buy from the son of a bitches, they'd sell to the goddamn rebels. But then, like I said back then, instead of Patrick Henry, it'd been Henry Shively. It'd have been, we're going to Philadelphia and we're killing every one of those motherfuckers. You know what? We need those riches. They say we need their riches, so they're gonna make us their subjects, and we're gonna change the whole, meaning of this fucking war from one of, individual rights and freedoms to one of building another nation. They changed the fucking meaning of the uprising. They took it. They hijacked that son of a bitch. That's what this cocksucker is trying to do. That's what these cocksuckers are trying to do. That goddamn internet came in and blew them off their fucking feet. Blew them off the goddamn TV screen. So now they got to come back and they got to see, it'd be Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, and then a bunch of little pricks like these. Got this guy here. He's the alternate media. He's talking about jurisprudence. Ooh. And like I said, you know, they'll lay these fucking words on you like that, and they expect you to grab that fucking Black's Law or that Bouvier and look it up and get the Queen's definition of it, just like a person. And a person in Black's Law Dictionary says a corporation is a person, a piece of paper, because that's all a corporation is a fucking piece of paper. It is not a living being. It is not a person. And then you go get the dictionary, like, look at my definition from the fucking mandamus. A person, a corporation is a wants to be a person, but cannot. Because it can't. It's a piece of paper. And you, and see, that violates, that would violate your sixth article right to address your accuser. If my accuser is the state, this piece of paper, what are you going to set it up, that piece of paper up there on the witness stand? And I'm going to ask it questions and it's going to answer them to me. See, that's why they couldn't come, never come in the common law. All they've ever written is fucking policy. They did do the Volstead Act, which was a blatant, and he, like he said, the 14th Amendment's never been fucking challenged. Why? Why, people? Because somebody, it's been challenged many, many fucking times. It was shoved up their ass in the mandamus. But they won't be, we, just like with the guy on the radio, we'll shut you off. We don't want to hear that. No. We know it's wrong. Of course it's wrong, because you did not have the fucking jurisdictional authority to do it. It all began with Abraham Lincoln declaring goddamn martial law. Where is his authority to do that? Well, the Admiralty, he's the commander-in-chief. I don't give a shit. There's no exception in that Bill of Rights to that ninth article. Do you see one? I don't. It's plain and simple. You cannot fucking have that power. You were never to have that power, because the fucking Anti-Federalists knew exactly what you intended to do with that fucking power. You intended for the aristocracy to take fucking everything, along with their buddy the king, because there was never no really rub against these people. Benjamin Franklin was over there fucking holding court with the fucking king during, while our guys were over here fucking getting shot, stabbed, freezing to death. He was over there fucking sitting back with them drinking fucking goddamn champagne and eating caviar. They were all a bunch of fucking criminals. It was a goddamn corporate fucking elite of the day. And every goddamn colony was a fucking corporation, started by a corporation, just like the Mayflower Pact. Those people came over on contract. They came over, that was the whole deal. They would set up, they do the charter work through the crown to set up a commonwealth or whatever on the United States. But they had to have somebody to fucking do the goddamn work, because these capitalists, they don't ever do no fucking work for themselves. So they went and for the poor, send us your poor for slaves. Send us your weak for slaves. That's all the fuck it was. They were goddamn bonded fucking slaves, but bonded by a corporation. There's your bonding. Everybody knows what a bond is, right? It's like that goddamn dead man corporation. Kill you as soon as you're born and make a dead man corporation out of you so that they can own your fucking life's fucking worth. They can own your cut of the fucking America that belongs to you. And they didn't take it with due process of the law either, did they? So that made it an act of fraud. They know what's going down. They know that fucking, if they cannot stop this fucking drive towards the Constitution, toward the people realizing who they are and what our goddamn authority, we got the authority to kill these son of a bitches right now, I swear it to you. We absolutely have the authority to fucking, they've declared war on our Bill of Rights, on our goddamn autonomy, on our fucking goddamn jurisdictional authority in this country, and we got the right to fucking gun them down. But you see how they fight. You know, with this slip, we'll just pump billions of dollars over to the Ukraine, pack our fucking pockets, and then we'll call it a fucking day. Or we'll take some old ladies fucking house. Like I said, they said it right here, state after state, and they're admitting to it. But I mean, to anybody to believe that they own anything in this goddamn country, if you do, you're one of them, and you ain't gonna own it for fucking long. Because we will come right to that fucking property. If it shows true a patent or anything, we'll find out how in the fuck you got that fucking patent. What goddamn member of the lodge you were. Where were you in the deacons of the fucking dirty church? We will find out exactly how that land was. It took me about 30 fucking minutes. It's easy. And then we'll see that fucking land never was for fucking sale. That it never was taken from the people through a due process, as individuals, through a due process of the law that is absolutely teed by the fucking unalienable. That means you can't contract it away under that phony ass fucking uniform commercial code. I can't contract it away, dickhead. And that's one thing Missy does. Well, yeah, I just no. I don't care if you signed a whole mountain of fucking contracts. They're no fucking good because they're a violation of the law. They remove a right. You can't remove a fucking right. You do it, you're committing treason and sedition, and you get a fucking bullet in the mouth. At any rate, that's enough ranting for one day, but I just had to get that out. I listened to that, and it was, I mean, I've heard that kind of shit, you know, and had to go through learning that kind of shit. You know, jurisprudence, and they'll use some fucking Latin word or some kind of shit that doesn't mean dog shit. You look the son of a bitch up in a real dictionary, and it don't mean fucking dog shit, but they think they'd say something like jurisprudence. Oh, goddamn, you're going to back. Misty knows more about the fucking, she's forgot more about the true fucking law of this land than this motherfucker will ever know. But he does know he's in violation. He knows he's committing goddamn treason. He knows he's an unregistered agent of the fucking queen running a private law system in this fucking country that is got a running violation of the people's fucking Bill of Rights, of our fucking ratified, absolute, unalienable. Okay, unalienable means you can't give it away. You can't contract it away. You can't get rid of it, motherfucker. All you, only way you can get rid of it is the barrel of a fucking gun. And you ain't stepped up to the jungle to do that yet, have ya? So we still have it. And it's our own, like I said, we better get to fucking enforcing our goddamn rights and our law as individuals on the spot. I don't have to apply for my fucking goddamn, my bill of rights under the Bill of Rights. They are automatic. They're a part of my body. I assert them. I assert them on the spot. And you will fucking obey the law. They're on the spot. If you've got me on the spot and you got a gun and I got a gun, we're going at it, motherfucker. You try, I will force them fucking rights on the fucking spot. You don't come and say, well, you can go through 5 years of appeal and finally get up there and yeah, you might have violated one of them rights under the 14th Amendment. Shove your 14th Amendment up your fucking goddamn shill, pig shit eating ass, and shove the 13th Amendment up your pig shit eating ass, because there never should have been no slaves to begin with. The Bill of Rights forbids it. It's the people's goddamn fault for not fucking goddamn enforcing it. But we do have the right to get that goddamn second article out and fucking take care of your fucking asses. And that's what's about to happen, Mr. Jurisprudence, you piece of phony fucking fraudulent shit. And that is the word from the trenches.